Green porn. What do you think when you hear about that? Do you think kind of like environmental pornography? Well, a few years ago, Isabella Rossellini started a short film project, teaming up with the Sundance Channel in America. And now they're doing a lot of stuff online. Now, they did make a couple of seasons. I'm not sure if there is going to be another one coming up soon. But she did, you know, really explore some good territory with it. They're kind of amusing, kind of, you know, squirmy. They, well, there's kind of two parts of it, I have to think. There's a lot of, like, interesting, I'd say, kind of educational facts. She researches a lot about certain animals. Like, I now know a lot more about ducks than I really ever thought I would know, and a lot more than my friends ever wanted to know, as I repeatedly do explain certain characteristics of ducks that make parts of the anatomy much like labyrinths. Now, if you're wondering about that, you can check it out on YouTube. Now, I've cut out a few things now. So the first part is usually an explanation, maybe a little bit of an explanation about what the animal exactly is, what it might do. She does go into various, some somewhat graphic descriptions. It's nothing too disgusting. So this part, I'd say, you know, turn away if you think you might be a little bit squeamish, but I don't think it's too bad.
If I were a snail, I would have one big slimy foot. I would twist my body to fit inside my shell. My foot would end up at the bottom, allowing me to crawl. My anus would end up on top of my head. Unfortunately. If I were an earthworm, I would have no brain. I would have a long, slimy body like a tube. It would be formed by many segments. At one end, I would have a mouth, but no teeth. I suck up my food. At the other end of my body, I would have my anus to defecate. But I would pee from each segment and breathe from each segment.
See, now, isn't that more than you ever knew about worms? Well, maybe some people knew a lot more, but I had no idea that they they breathe out of each segment, but they kind of defecate at the end of the worm and, like, eat at the front. You know, it's quite interesting. And when she gets into the sexual behavior of worms and what they do, the fact that they're hermaphrodites, but they still need to mate with another worm, and then that they kind of, like, actually kind of cover their body in each other's, you know, fertilization stuff, and then they have this kind of, have you ever seen a worm and it has a kind of little fat kind of ring around it? That's actually this kind of thing that moves up and down a worm, and what it does is once it's mated, it collects the sperm, it collects the eggs, and then it drops off the end of the worm, and then little worms, like, you know, come out of that. It's very visually quite amazing. Like, this thing that drops off, you see these little worms crawl out. They're actually hands with, like, little, like, gloves with extra long kind of fingers or bits of paper stuck to them to make them look like wiggly little worms. And I think visually this is it's very nice. It all looks kind of like almost amateurly done, like what kids would do if they had, you know, like a production house that could help them make all their crazy costumes made out of paper mache and cardboard cutouts. For the fly, her nose looks like a felt covered slinky. So when she leans down, the slinky actually goes down and touches the food that she's trying to eat and stuff like that. So there's this kind of educational aspect, and then it goes into the sexual lives of these animals. And this can get a bit graphic. Now, I've cut out a few little bits. If you don't want to hear it, then you might want to turn away from the radio just for about 45 seconds. And then I'll tell you where you can find this stuff if you think it's kind of amusing. I've pasted together a couple of explanations. A little bit about the bedbug will be in here.
Bedbugs have penises like knives. Females don't need any genitals to mate. Stab me!
Chase me! Mate with me! Seduce me!
He is so strong and sharp. He doesn't need a vagina at all. Oh. He ejaculates in my wound. Via my bloodstream, the sperm will travel on their own to my ovaries. In 2 weeks, 500 eggs would hatch. And the baby bedbugs would feed on the blood of whoever sleeps in the bed.
So I think they're pretty funny. They're a bit full on. They're not, I mean, you do learn some new things on it, but she does kind of relate it all in a human type way. Like, I don't think bed bugs actually have a bloodstream. Like, most bugs have, like, their organs kind of suspended in kind of, you really can't really relate a lot about bed bugs and then other insects to human beings. So she has, says, ovaries and bloodstreams, but it's this kind of gelatinous mass, which, like, things can travel to and from organs. So kind of the stabbing thing makes a bit more sense that way. But I think it's quite funny and kind of enlightening at the same time, though also incredibly gross and disgusting at other times. If you're keen to check it out, I'm going to put up a few links. I've already put up a link to The Snail, which has a lot more sadomasochistic sex than I ever thought snails actually would have been, you know, interested in or engaged upon. The things we learn about insects, it's really quite strange.